In the news this week, a top human rights lawyer has highlighted how a private member's bill seeking a new law on conversion therapy would cut across fundamental religious freedoms, the Irish government proposes to downgrade the place of traditional marriage, and broadcaster Dan Walker speaks of the life-transforming power of the Christmas message. Hello. A top human rights lawyer has warned that a private member's bill on so-called conversion therapy poses a threat to fundamental freedoms. Baroness Burt's bill would impose unlimited fines for those deemed to offer any practice that assumes any sexual orientation or gender identity is inherently preferable to another, and aims to change or suppress them. But in a legal opinion for the Christian Institute, Jason Koppel KC said the bill would apply across the whole range of life, including in religious settings, social settings, and in the home, even where the person in question consents. This, he said, would restrict the ability of religious organisations to express their beliefs and the ability of parents to counsel and bring up children in the way they believe to be right. It is very difficult to see how the wide-ranging interference with fundamental rights contemplated by the bill could be justified. It came as another private member's bill on conversion therapy was tabled in the Commons, and a debate on the issue took place in Westminster Hall. Labour MP Christian Wakeford called for lawmakers to press ahead with a no loopholes ban without further debate, but several MPs raised concerns on behalf of parents, churches, and gender-confused children.
This bill is today's modern conversion therapy scandal, and it's affecting vulnerable children and young people who may be gender non-conforming or are struggling with normal yet distressing pubertal body dysmorphia. This bill would embed the lie that these young people have been born in the wrong body.
What's often called conversion therapy by those campaigning for a ban is in fact legitimate protection of the time and space for a child to reconsider the conviction that they've been born in the wrong body and stop them from going down a pathway of hormones and surgery which sterilises them and can leave them with no adult sexual function.
Could we in conscience really want to make consensual, quiet conversations illegal? No one in this chamber, no one who contributes to this debate, wants cruel, inhumane, spiteful interventions in those particular, very different lives. But we can't surely ban the freedom to speak, the freedom to put our case, the freedom to converse.
Children and youth may be affected in significant ways through a conversion therapy ban, as currently described. Such a ban could lead to limitations on the ability of children and youth to maintain informal or formal religious groups, such as prayer groups, used to promote spirituality and repentance in the Christian context.
The Republic of Ireland is set to vote on ditching its constitution's recognition of the importance of marriage to society. In March, the public will vote on proposals to include other durable relationships alongside marriage as the natural, primary and fundamental unit group of society. The government also wants to remove an affirmation that the family is founded on the institution of marriage. Campaign group the Iona Institute warned the new wording could be seen as a further downgrading of the importance of marriage to the state. In a medical breakthrough, ethically generated biological robots have been found to help damaged nerve cells repair themselves. Researchers at Tufts University in Boston, Massachusetts, found that adult windpipe cells self-assemble in the lab to form tiny multicellular spheres. Creating an open wound in a two-dimensional model of human nerve cells, the team found that a concentration of these mobile spheres, or arthrobots, encouraged healing. It's believed the discovery, which uses a patient's own lung cells, could help in the development of tailored treatments for nerve damage to the eyes, spine, and brain without requiring the destruction of embryos. And finally, broadcaster Dan Walker has spoken of the life-changing power of the Christmas message. Reflecting on words from his favourite carol, once in Royal David's City, he testified to the truth of the Incarnation on the Church of England's X Channel.
I think it's either the second or the third verse. It starts with, he came down to earth from heaven, who is God and Lord of all. And that's a decent slice of theology, isn't it? The arrival of the Saviour, I love that line because, you know, if that's true, if Jesus is the Son of God who he claimed to be, then that is life-changing, life-affirming truth. And that for me is at the very heart of what the Christmas message is all about.
Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.